Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hey, Dee, Tom Skilling's going to be on later in the show to pay tribute to our fellow broadcaster, 60-year vet of WGN, Orion Samuelson. So we're talking to your predecessor as well.
Yeah. And, you know, Tom was in last week, and, you know, it is really good that he's kind of getting his flowers, which is, you know, people are not Tom, but, Tom, I want, if you talk to him, say, hey, Tom, come back to the Weather Center, and why don't you do weather again? Everybody wants to see you on TV, you know?
Is that what you hear all the time?
No, that's what I say to him all the time. I am a Tom Skilling fan. I grew up watching Tom Skilling. You know, I don't tell him that anymore.
Yeah.
But I grew up watching him. So, I'm still not over the fact that he retired. Like, I'm still not, it's not okay with me. So whenever he comes in, I'm like, hey, Tom, look, you know what? I'm about to go on. Why don't you come on and do this forecast here? And he's like, no.
He doesn't want to be tied to a schedule.
No, but my conspiracy is to get him rest. And, you know, then all of a sudden he just can't stay away. And he comes back. Diabolical scheme.
Honestly, he is still working. You just don't see him on TV. That guy is so busy. It's just crazy. I want to know if you heard from your people in Ohio today about the big boom.
Oh, did I hear? I mean, everybody who knows me knows that I'm all about it. I have, it was pretty amazing because, you know, I'm from Cleveland, obviously, I told you. And it was pretty amazing that there was that boom that so many cameras and so many, you know, mics picked up there. What a cool meteor. I believe it was Olmsted Falls, which is kind of west side, which is, you know, pretty high zip code, pretty high property tax.
Oh, a lot of money,
but,
huh?
A lot of money. But I haven't heard of an actual landing yet. So maybe it burned up, but it must have been pretty big there to, you know, to create that type of boom when it hit some of that denser air.
Right. So if you were listening and you didn't, you're like, what? What about the boom? So they believe a meteor entered Earth's atmosphere this morning, and the boom, the sonic boom that it caused in Ohio, really shook people.
Yes, it was early in the day, and it's picked up on school cameras, it's picked up on Zoom cameras and things like that. You know, almost everyone says, yeah, they heard it. And there's video of it. So, it was a meteor, and it must have been pretty big. I don't have it off the top of my head. But the size of it to make that type of boom, you know,
has to be massive.
There's a certain, it's pretty massive. Pretty massive to make that type of boom because it makes that sound when it comes across denser air. So it just, you know, that's the boom that basically usually obliterates the meteorite, you know. But in that case, it kept going a little bit. I don't know if it made its way all the way down to land, but it really did. It was spectacular.
I think if it made its way to land, we would probably know because I'm imagining that would be a pretty big crater, right?
Well, not necessarily. You know, not necessarily because it probably would have fragmented and broken up. And just to let you know, there are meteor hunters, okay, who go out and look for these pieces because they're worth, you know, they're worth money. For idiots like me who actually used to collect them and buy them, I wouldn't say out the black market, but buy them off, you know, where it's, you know, it's a bunch of websites with rocks and you don't know if this guy's going to send you some granite, quite honestly. But so it's worth money. And meteor hunters go out and look for like shards or pieces of, you know, things like that because they are, you know, it comes from outer space. So,
yeah. You know. My mom's cousin, Roman Swan from Jim Falls, Wisconsin. My gosh, I was a kid. There was a fragment that hit his truck and burned a hole through the bumper. Now, this is pre-internet.
Wow.
You know, you're in a town that doesn't have a TV station. So they really had to search out some help to determine that it was indeed a meteor. And he had somebody, you know, make a little wood-crafted thing that sits on the TV with the big chunk of meteor. And it sat there all through my childhood.
That is awesome. And they're magnetic, which is really cool. What they're made out of, you know, is usually pretty, it could be different. A lot of times it's nickel. It all depends on where it came from. I mean, a lot of times it's pieces of Mars or pieces of the moon, which is pretty cool. How's that for a, you know, sitting at your coffee table. That's better than a Vogue magazine, you know? Hey, yeah. Oh, this fell from outer space, you know?
Yeah. And at the time, we were all like, you know, as kids, you're like, oh, okay, cool. Just because we were young, but he has since passed, and I wonder, where is that thing today? Probably in the hands of one of his kids or grandkids. All right, Demetrius.
I would have been an irritating family member at the funeral saying, hey, what about the meteor? What's in there?
So you were that nerdy geek kid all your life. Not that you are now.
Yeah.
You're really cool. You're really cool. But I didn't know many people that were, like, you know, way into meteors when they were a little kid.
Oh, yeah. I saved up. I mean, I have some. I saved, and they cost lots. You know, I forget. It was like 200. It was something. It was like I could have gotten gold. Just put it that way.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I learned something about you today, Demetrius.
And now you're really not impressed.
I know. I'm super impressed. Hey, coming up next, I want to talk about that tornado that hit Kankakee last week and tornado warnings. And is there really a calm before the storm? That's all coming up with the chief meteorologist of WGN-TV. Hey,
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Demetrius Ivory is with us, and you know him as the chief meteorologist of WGN-TV. I just found out from him that he's a huge buff when it comes to meteors, and someone just sent in a text, and they said their wedding ring is a piece of the Gibeon meteorite.
Oh, my gosh. That is the coolest thing I've ever really – hey, ask them if they have a cousin. That is the coolest. I did try to run that past by my ex-wife and coworker and friend. I tried to run that. I definitely tried to meteorite.
You did? Back in the day?
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know this was your passion. This is so cool.
All right. And then I said, well, how about just me? Can I just get a rock? Just a stone from outer space. You know,
hey,
but no, it didn't work.
You were talking about the meteorite chasers, and in the beginning of that storm last week, I saw a picture online of, you know, late teenagers, early 20s, all gathering at a gas station because they were going to chase the storm into Kankakee. And I thought, dear God, somebody save these kids.
It's
crazy, right? Everybody thinks they can do it.
Yes, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm an old fogey, and I just don't understand why you drive to something like that. There is, you know, we have radars on our phones now, so it's different, you know, than when I was coming up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Guys, now that you're all 50 years old, you're just an old fogey.
but you know, I understand, you know, the footage is spectacular. You know, we can use it for research purposes and things like that. It's just, it can be a really slippery slope. I mean, when you're talking about a low precipitation tornado or supercell, that's one thing. That's basically like what we saw in Kankakee, where you could drive up to it, you know, and watch it. But when you're talking a high precipitation one, visibility goes to zero before and the spin up can pull right up on you. So it just is one of those things where I would know where to go if I was chasing a tornado, but I just, you know, it's for the video. I don't like it. I like to.
It's crazy.
It's good to warn people. Yeah, it's good to warn people. But I just don't think that I don't like to really support that so much because I'm just afraid that if someone gets hurt, then all of a sudden the authorities have to take care of you and not the people whose homes and, you know, businesses
exactly.
been destroyed by the tornado.
Okay, so here's my question. Tornado warnings, when we hear them a lot. I think we've been desensitized and...
Agreed.
Does it still stand that a tornado has been cited by authorities before the warning is listed?
No.
Okay.
A tornado, in our radar package, you know, there are certain algorithms that say, hey, this looks like a tornado. And once we get that, once we see that, that is when the warning is established. We can't confirm that there's a tornado until someone sees it. So when it's confirmed, that's when it's really that's when we really just throw that wording in there. But there really is no difference between a tornado warning that is, you know, computer generated and a tornado warning that, you know, it's a confirmed tornado. Someone has seen it. Either way, if it's a warning, you act like it's coming your way. Quite frankly, even if there isn't a tornado, it's not something that you want to be around or be, you know, unprotected when it comes. It could be very, very powerful, severe winds, and in some cases, life-threatening.
Let's talk about this wild weather swing. I know everybody says things aren't changing. My gosh, if you're seeing a 50-degree swing in a matter of 5 days from ice and snow to warm weather, that's just crazy.
Yeah, you don't get that very often, and usually you do. When you do, it kind of precludes some of those huge storms that we have. A very amplified pattern right now. Out west, intense heat, and some of that heat's going to make its way here. But then, you know, we have the cold air that drops in. So basically, you know, it's kind of up and down. I always say something on steroids. You know, it's a cold front on steroids, or in this case, it's a long wave pattern that's just on steroids. I mean, really cold, really snowy, then really hot, really dry. You know, all four corners of the country had some type of basically either severe weather or near record-breaking weather over this previous weekend, because it was normal for no one, to put it that way.
Right, right. And so what are we looking at for the next few days? So we're looking at a warm-up, right?
We are. And first off, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to see you back.
I got to hear the story. All that I get from it is that you need to sit your butt down.
Yeah. Basically, I tripped over the handle of my suitcase. I careened into the bathroom counter, broke my arm, and shattered my shoulder. Waited 6 days to get to Chicago to get surgery. All hospitals were filled with people with the flu, so I got to sit at home for 6 days on high doses of morphine, just trying to get through moment by moment. So yikes. I have new hardware now. Demetrius, I've got titanium and aluminum and all kinds of stuff in me.
There you go. Well, stay ahead of the pain and go to your PT session. How about that?
Yeah. I'm telling you, PT three times a week, they say for a year. I'm like, wowza, that's crazy. But yeah, I'm feeling better.
After it, you just need to go home and go to sleep because, yeah, they hurt.
You do. And I'm allergic to aspirin, so I'm like, I need a couple Tylenol, please. I just got to get through this.
Well, before we hit the bottom,
what are we looking here at weather-wise?
Okay, so tonight, more snow tonight. Not much, just 1 to 2 inches of snow. It'll come late tonight. Could affect us early. Keep that in mind, you know, 1 or 2. It's not much. Just 1 to 2 inches of snow could affect us in terms of, you know, 1 to 2 inches of snow is never going to be your fastest commute, period. That's just, you know, that's the only thing. And then we're expecting temperatures to go up. We start to get into the 40s. Intense heat, 50s, and then by the weekend we're in the 60s. And right now, I know Bill Snyder is listening right now. You know, his favorite model, the European model, I mean, kicks us into the 70s, well into the 70s this upcoming weekend. So we're going to debate as to whether or not we're going to raise it that high. I'm hoping for 80 because that's our bet for the month of March. And I would love to get. I took a long shot, but I might get it. But we're going to warm up in a big way. The snow's going to melt away. After that snow comes our way tonight, we'll see temperatures back in the 60s and maybe 70s by this weekend.
Oh, God, that's going to feel so good. It's going to feel so good.
Well,
great to hear your voice. We'll watch for you on TV tonight.
Great to hear your voice also. And if you hear about any meteors on the black market from Cleveland, I mean, that's a double whammy. I really want that one.
That's right. That's a hometown meteor.
tell them they got a buyer. Tell the fence they got a buyer.
Yeah, I got it. That's Demetrius Ivory, Chief Meteorologist, WGN-TV.